Welcome to WSN Weekly Sports Notion. I am Dylan Green, joined by Justin Connor. Justin, give us a rundown of what we're going to talk about on today's show.
We will be talking about the NFC and AFC West previews and talk about the final Olympic medal standings. So, Dylan, let's just get right into the AFC West preview. Why don't you start us off by talking about the Denver Broncos?
Yes, the Denver Broncos, starting with them. They lost Peyton Manning to retirement after they won the Super Bowl. As far as free agency goes, they signed tackle Russell Okung from the Seattle Seahawks, tackle Donald Stevenson from the Chiefs, defensive end Jared Crick from the Texans. They lost defensive tackle Malik Jackson, signed with the Jaguars. Quarterback Brock Osweiler, signed with the Texans. Linebacker Danny Trevathan, signed with the Bears. Safety David Bruton, signed with the Redskins. Guard Evan Mathis, signed with the Cardinals. As far as their draft goes, they drafted a quarterback Paxton Lynch from Memphis, defensive tackle Adam Gostis from Georgia Tech, and running back Devontae Booker from Utah. They had a decent offseason. Unfortunately, they lost two of their quarterbacks, but Paxton Lynch is going to show a lot of potential. I don't think he's going to play quite a lot this season. They've got Mark Sanchez, who's probably going to start this year. He's not a very good quarterback, but with their defense, I think they're going to do just fine. I have them finishing second this year. I have the Raiders finishing in first place, and I'll get to that whenever I talk about the Raiders. Justin, let's go to the Chiefs.
Yeah, so the Chiefs, they signed Mitchell Schwartz from the Browns, Nick Foles from the Rams, and then they lost Sean Smith, who signed with the Raiders, Jeff Allen signed with the Texans, Chase Daniel signed with the Eagles, Donald Stephenson signed with the Broncos, and Tyvon Branch signed with the Cardinals. And their draft, they drafted Chris Jones from Mississippi State, Kavari Russell from Notre Dame, and quarterback Kevin Hogan from Stanford. Overall, this was a pretty poor offseason, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, the Chiefs had a pretty bad offseason. I mean, pretty much their only major free agency move was signing tackle Mitchell Schwartz from the Browns. He's probably going to start on the right side of their offensive line, and they got a backup quarterback to replace Chase Daniel. Besides that, their draft isn't that good either. They got Chris Jones, but he's probably not going to get a lot of playing time, and they drafted a corner and a quarterback. Those aren't very good draft picks, in my opinion. So, a pretty bad offseason for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be interesting to see if they live up to what they lived up to last year with their record. But they're not going to do as good, I don't think, just based on this offseason. Anyway, anything to add to the Chiefs?
No, I think you said
it. All right. I will move on to the Oakland Raiders. They lost safety Charles Woodson to retirement. Probably one of the best safeties in the league. Would you agree with that? Charles Woodson's been in the league a very long time.
And he's been playing well into his late 30s. So,
pretty old guy, finally retired. But as far as their free agency goes, they signed guard Kelce Osmile from the Ravens, cornerback Sean Smith from the Chiefs, linebacker Bruce Irvin from the Seahawks, safety Reggie Nelson from the Bengals. They lost tackle Jamarcus Webb, signed with the Seahawks, and center Tony Bergstrom, signed with the Texans. As far as their draft goes, they drafted safety Carl Joseph from West Virginia, defensive end Shalik Calhoun from Michigan State, and quarterback Connor Cook from Michigan State. I think the Raiders had a pretty good offseason. They addressed a lot of their needs. They drafted a safety in the first round, Carl Joseph. That came as a shock to everybody. He was projected to go, I think, late in the later rounds, but the Raiders jumped on him, and apparently he's doing pretty well. As far as their other two draft picks, defensive end Shalik Calhoun and Connor Cook, they're probably not going to get a lot of playing time because Derek Carr is ahead of Connor Cook, and their defensive front looks pretty solid. But Shalik Calhoun's going to get a lot of playing time, and I have the Raiders winning this offseason just because I think Derek Carr to Amari Cooper is going to be unstoppable.
Yeah, the Oakland Raiders, it'll be interesting to see. They're finally having some success. I know, probably in the past 10 years they've been a very poor NFL team, but now it looks like they're on the rise. And with their drafts, they drafted two solid Michigan State players in Shalik Calhoun and Connor Cook. Connor Cook probably won't play much this year. I think Derek Carr he's a good young quarterback who I think is making his way in the NFL. And Shalik Calhoun, I think, will make a big impact with the Raiders. And moving on to the San Diego Chargers, they in free agency, they signed wide receiver Travis Benjamin from the Browns, Casey Hayward from Packers, Dwight Lowry from the Colts, and defensive tackle Brandon, how do you pronounce that, Mebane from the Seahawks. And they lost Eric Weddle, signed with the Ravens, Patrick Robinson, signed with the Colts, and tight end Ladarius Green, signed with the Steelers. And as their draft goes, signed Joey Bosa from Ohio State, Hunter Henry from Arkansas, and Josh Perry from Ohio State. Joey Bosa and Josh Perry, both two solid Ohio State players. Joey Bosa, obviously, you know, one of the bigger draft picks in this previous draft, but he hasn't yet signed with the Chargers. They just recently, the other day, started talking again about contract negotiations. He's like one of the last or the last draft player or drafted player to sign a contract. So it's interesting to see what's happening there. And it'd be interesting to see overall if the San Diego Chargers, how they improve this year. Melvin Gordon had a very disappointing rookie season last year, underperformed a lot. And it'll be interesting to see if he finally lives up to his expectations. You got anything to add on that?
Yeah, the Chargers, I mean, you didn't touch on Phillip Rivers. I'll touch on him for a second. But Phillip Rivers is getting probably on the tail end of his career. They're going to have to find a replacement for him probably, in, if not this year, next year. They'll have to draft a quarterback because he's on the tail end of his career. He's got some targets, and he's got some running backs, Danny Woodhead, Melvin Gordon. Those are going to be some solid guys. Melvin Gordon's going to have to come off his poor rookie season. But the Chargers, they're rebuilding right now. I mean, losing some key players in free agency, but they drafted some young guys to hopefully replace them. As far as my standing goes for the AFC West, I have the Raiders, Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers. Justin, what do you got?
I have the, as you said, Raiders first, Chiefs second, Broncos third, and the Chargers last in the AFC West. We're going to move on to the NFC West now. Well, I'm going to start off by talking about the Cardinals. They also, along with the Chiefs, had a very poor offseason. Free agency, they signed Tyvin Branch from the Chiefs, Evan Mathis from the Broncos, and they lost Bobby Massey from the Bears. And the really only notable draft pick was Robert Kamdichi from Ole Miss. But, you know, the Cardinals had a solid season last year. It was nice to see Carson Palmer. You know, he's winding down along with Phillip Rivers and many other quarterbacks in the league, but it's nice to see him have a very successful, impactful season. And Larry Fitzgerald also, he's one of the older receivers in the league, but he's still making a lot of noise in the NFL. So it'll be interesting to see in this upcoming season if they can continue the same success.
Yeah, I've got the Cardinals as one of my Super Bowl contenders this year with a running back like David Johnson who seems to be unstoppable. Carson Palmer, if he can stay on the field like he did last year, it's going to be a good year for the Cardinals. And they did have a bad offseason, but I don't think they had to do that much to maintain what they had. I mean, they didn't lose any major players, but they didn't gain any major players. But the Cardinals they've got a great coach in Bruce Arians, and he's going to lead them to victory this year. Moving on to the LA Rams now. They're not the St. Louis Rams anymore. I think they had a pretty bad offseason. Yeah, as far as their free agency goes, they got cornerback Cody Sensabaugh from the Titans, linebacker Quentin Copels from the Dolphins, and they lost cornerback Janoris Jenkins, signed with the Giants, safety Rodney McLeod, signed with the Eagles, James Laurinaitis, signed with the Saints, Jared Cook, signed with the Packers, and Chris Long, signed with the Patriots. As far as their draft picks go, they got their quarterback of the future, quarterback Jared Goff from California, tight end Tyler Higbee from Western Kentucky, and wide receiver Farrell Cooper from South Carolina. As far as their, like I said, as far as their offseason goes, they lost a lot of key players. Janoris Jenkins was their number one corner. He left. Their tight end, Jared Cook, left. And then Chris Long left. And James Laurinaitis. Those were solid players on both sides of the ball that they're gonna have to find replacements for. I know that they got Jared Goff this year. I mean, he's going to do better than whoever their starting quarterback was last year. Who was it? Nick Foles and yeah. Case Keenum. I mean, he's going to do better than them, but I mean, this is a rebuilding year. They're going to be in L.A. this year. Is that right? Do they have a stadium this year?
Yeah, they're going to be playing in the USC's football stadium.
That's right.
And they're sorry to interrupt you. Their preseason, they had the largest preseason attendance of all time, if I remember correctly. It'll be interesting to see if that fan base continues to grow, the Rams, are able to have success this season. I don't know if they will or not, but if they do, it'll be fun to see Los Angeles. You know, the last time Los Angeles had a football team, I wasn't even born. They moved to St. Louis. Was it 96? Was it 96?
Something like that.
97.
Yeah.
Something like that. So it'll be fun to see Los Angeles finally have a football team. We're going to move on to the another California team, the San Francisco 49ers, a very disappointing team last year, and it appears as if they'll have the same lack of success this year. They hired Chip Kelly, the coach who apparently was going to have or bring Philadelphia the success they've always been looking for, but now he's going to have the opportunity to do that in San Francisco. But as free agency goes, they signed Zane Beatles from the Jaguars. They lost Alex Boone from the he signed with the Vikings, and Anquan Boldin signed with the Lions. And they also lost Reggie Bush, who signed with the Bills. And as the draft goes, DeForest Buckner from Oregon, Josh Garnett from Stanford, and Will Redmond from Mississippi State. So as I said earlier, San Francisco, I don't see him doing well this season. Last season was a disappointment with how Colin Kaepernick was playing and just everything as a whole, how that all played out. It was very disappointing to see that unfold.
Yeah, ever since Jim Harbaugh left the 49ers, it's been pretty much disappointment with the 49ers. I don't think Chip Kelly's going to be very good as a coach as he wasn't in Philadelphia. They got some pretty good draft picks. DeForest Buckner's going to be a solid defensive end for them, but who's their quarterback? Blaine Gabbert or Colin Kaepernick? Yeah. They're both not that good.
And their starting running back, Carlos Hyde, I mean, he's a good he's a solid running back, but not exactly the star running back that many teams have. Yeah. He's no, Le'Veon Bell
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 49ers, I think they're going to get probably the first pick this year. They're probably one of the worst teams in the NFL, in my opinion, unless you can come up with another. The Browns might.
Browns are going to be
Browns
fine.
Probably will, yeah.
I mean, when I say Browns are going to be fine, I mean 5-6 wins, which is fine for them. But for, 49ers.
Probably going to finish last in this division.
49ers, Titans,
yeah,
Bucks.
Something like that.
Bucks, whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to the Seahawks, they signed tackle Jamarcus Webb from the Raiders, and they lost tackle Russell Okung, signed with the Broncos, linebacker Bruce Irvin, signed with the Raiders, guard J.R. Sweezy, signed with the Buccaneers, defensive tackle Brandon Mebane, signed with the Chargers. As far as the draft goes, they drafted guard Jermaine Ifedi from Texas A&M, defensive tackle Jaron Reed from Alabama, and running back C.J. Proslice from Notre Dame. They also lost running back Marshawn Lynch, who hung up the cleats and hung up his Skittles, you know. But
funny.
Anyway, they had a pretty good draft. They didn't have a very good free agency, losing Bruce Irvin and Russell Okung. Those are big names to lose. But as far as the draft goes, I mean, they drafted Jermaine Ifedi, he's probably going to start this year. And then Jaron Reed was supposed to go in the first round. He fell to the second or third round. And then C.J. Proceis, the running back from Notre Dame, is probably going to split carries with the running back the Seahawks have now. I'm spacing on his name. Thomas Rawls. Yep. Is his name. Seahawks, I have finishing second. I'm going to go through my standings. I have Cardinals, Seahawks, Rams, 49ers. What's your standings, Justin?
I have Seattle, Arizona, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. I think Seattle will be, not the same without Marshawn Lynch, but I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, if he can stay on the field, Thomas Rawls can stay on the field. They're gonna be just fine. Their defense is still stellar, probably the best in the league. They're a phenomenal team, but
until they lose Richard Sherman and Russell Wilson, I think
they're always gonna be a Super Bowl contender and a contender in the NFC West.
Yep, that's all we have for the NFL previews. We're just going to quickly touch. The Olympics ended earlier today with USA winning USA winning the gold in basketball. Not only did they win the gold in basketball, but they practically swept.
They demolished all the other countries, took control,
medal as medals go. I mean, they led in gold 46, and the closest to that was China with 26, so there was a 20 medal gap there.
Smoked
and then
them.
Overall they had the highest total with 121 medals, so a very dominant performance by USA as usual. And basketball, it was funny to see how this basketball team performed. We all knew going into the Olympics that this wasn't going to be the all-star team that it was last Olympics. So, but other than that middle stretch that they had against Serbia and Australia, where they only won by like 3, 4, 5 points, mm-hmm. something in that range. But they finally kicked it into high gear in the closing games, and They played well where it counted. They saved their best for last, which is all that matters, and they were able to bring home the gold.
It's all that matters. Proud to be an American, you know. USA, baby.
Well, got anything else to say?
Well, you know, this is probably my last episode. I'm getting ready to head to college here in the next week, so I just want to thank Justin for giving me the opportunity to be his co-host. He's going to try to keep this going as much as he can, and I told him I'm going to try to call in as much as I can. I'm not sure how much free time I'm going to have in my hands, but just want to thank Justin for the opportunity, you know, for to be his co-host on Weekly Sports Notion, and thank you all for tuning in for this is the sixth episode, and we're going to try to keep this going.
Well, thank you for tuning in. If you tuned in, probably not. But if you did, thanks.
Our six listeners.
Our six listeners or whatever we have. It's very low. But anyways, thank you. And I hope you guys tune in next time.